fisheries facilities updates for anglers in southeast Wyoming. Details next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Stay tuned. Persistently low water levels across southeast Wyoming are limiting boating access at many fisheries, with little improvement expected this season. Despite these conditions, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department's habitat and access crews continue working to repair, maintain, and install boating and fishing facilities throughout the region. While some boat ramps and docks may have limited usability, anglers can still find excellent fishing opportunities from shore. As summer progresses, some waters may also see temporary closures as rising temperatures stress fish populations. Fish for trout before noon and at high elevations where temperatures are cooler, or consider fishing a warm water reservoir. Don't catch and release trout if the water temperature is above 70 degrees. Minimize the time trout are out of the water by skipping photos and releasing the fish as quickly as possible. Consider keeping legal catches, as increased stress may result in mortality, even if released quickly. Additionally, Game and Fish encourages harvest at waters that may go dry or may become unfishable if conditions do not improve. In southeast Wyoming, consider harvesting brook trout from Pole Mountain beaver ponds. Harvest at Wheatland Reservoir 3 and Lake Hattie is also encouraged. Laramie Region Fisheries Supervisor Bobby Compton says we're asking anglers to stay flexible and pay attention to conditions. Now, as far as facilities updates go, Gray Rocks dock repairs are complete, but continued dropping water levels may limit use. In the Cheyenne area, the I-25 AIS check station at the Southeast Wyoming Welcome Center has moved to the east side of the old check station, about 100 yards, and is now on the exit lane. At Lower North Crow Reservoir, fishing pier is to be repaired by mid-spring. At Wheatland Reservoir 3, a new boat ramp on the south portion is nearing completion, including restoration seating, parking lot grading and graveling, and signage. The expected opening is mid to late summer. And at Diamond Lake, dock repairs are completed and the dock is installed, but water levels continue to drop with no additional inflow expected this season. On the Laramie River, flows are low in the town of Laramie and could approach zero by late summer. Over by Saratoga on the North Platte, boat launches are installed at Pick Bridge and Sanger public access areas. Conditions will continue to change as summer approaches. Game and Fish will adapt as needed to conserve fisheries and maintain access where possible. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.